Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 3rd of November. Hope you're all well. Good response to Andy's podcast yesterday. Enjoyed talking to him, and certainly I'll be getting together with Andy in the international break, and we'll try and put some education together, both football and racing. But I'll have a chat with him in the second break, and then we'll see what we can get up on the website, or whether we can get a Zoom session for people or whatever. But leave that with me, and we'll discuss it and see where we go. But thank Andy for coming on. There is no guest pod next week. In fact, there's no pods next week. I am off to the West Country on family matters. I'm down to Cheddar and then Taunton, down near Dio. It did make me laugh, Dio, at the week. I got the clocks wrong. I said the clocks, we lose an hour, and we didn't. You know what I'm like when I'm talking on this pod. And old Stevie up in Manchester jumped on it, and then Dio jumped on it. And all I put was, I put your shag one sheep. It's a saying, Dio. He thought I was calling him Welsh. I wasn't calling you Welsh. It's a saying. Obviously, not a saying down in the West Country, basically, that you shag one sheep. You make one mistake, and it's held against you for life. It's just a misspeak. I do it all the time, but it did make me laugh thinking I'd called him Welsh, because I hadn't. It's just a saying, me old fruit. But I'm down your way for a few days on, going Sunday, back Wednesday. So there'll be no pods next week, and then pods will return the following week, and I've got a guest on that week. Martin coming on to talk about trials and tribulations, and he's another horse punter, so we'll be talking about stuff there. Some spread betting, actually, we'll probably talk about, because I do a bit of spread betting with him. Right, what else have we got? Spurs, amazing, isn't it? I mean, I could have genuinely been rolling around the floor with Suggsy Saturday night, the game. I went with Suggsy. Scott Blaber came along and bought a friend of his who's a United fan for his 40th birthday. I'd got them a couple of tickets. And Suggsy, as he did in the Chelsea game, came out and said we played okay. Didn't agree with sacking Nuno unless we got a good replacement, where the football was awful. We certainly didn't play okay. We haven't played okay under him at all. Awful. Some of the worst football I've seen up there. And I was very adamant that he, not a lovely guy, just the wrong man for the job, and wanted him gone. And I genuinely believe that anybody could have got a better ticket out of the players. You know, yes, we're poor, but we're not that bad. You know, we've got £200-300 million of the players. He's making Son and Kane look like they'd never played before. I was absolutely fuming in the second half, obviously. We're dreadful. He just had to go. And I couldn't for one moment think that we would get Antonio Conte. I can't actually quite believe what's gone on. The fans were very disgruntled. Obviously, having Paratici, the director of football, seems to have played a big part in this. Yes, it's only 18 months. Yes, we've still got bad players, but there will be a ticking along, I hope. Well, he'll certainly improve us. I mean, he's certainly 100% he will improve us. He'll get us playing better. And then we go from there. But, Jeff Butler's right. I think everybody was waiting for me to rent. I was absolutely raging. We're terrible. We've got to remember we're paying the high. You know, everybody says, what have Spurs done? Spurs have won 20-odd trophies, won league titles, yes, many years ago, but they were regularly in FA Cup winners, won European trophies. We're paying the most money in Europe to watch them. And it's been absolutely fucking desperate. That's the point. I don't expect, nobody's entitled. There are only three trophies up for grabs, and we were in the final of one of them last year and sacked our manager the week before, which is just one of the bizarrest decisions I've seen. But you do, you know, when you're paying the most money, I mean, Scott Blaber has been to Spurs, I don't know how many times, I've taken him three times, I think. Three or four times Scott's been to Spurs. He's not seen him score a goal. Hasn't seen him score a goal. Getting to the stage, have you seen a shot? I mean, it's 2 hours, 16 minutes of football without a shot at that level with those players. And the flipping old bald lugs comes in and says, we played okay. Do me a favour, honestly. I'm getting wound up now. See, Jeff, this is all it takes. All I've got to talk about it. But yes, Conte's come in, absolutely. I'm ecstatic. I said he was a great manager at Chelsea, great manager at Juve, Italy. He's just infectious, isn't he? I love people who get that passion. I love Simeone at Atletico Madrid, who jump up and down, get involved and demand everything of their players. And yeah, it's a tough job. Of course it is, because Spurs are Spurs. And if, you know, everybody said it, if there's a club that can break him, it'll be us. And he's a winner. That's, you know, I said when we were appointed Mourinho, the thing I liked about that was he was a winner. When you do have those big games, that's why sacking him for that cup final just seems so bizarre for me. If there was one man who could have, you know, I'm not saying we would have beaten City at all, but one man who could have perhaps had a chance, it would be somebody like Mourinho, who's been there, done it, and carved out these wins. And you see the difference when Solskjaer in the final of the Europa League last year. You see the difference when people like Mourinho, Conte get a chance to win something. They are, it's just in them. And I know Mourinho, you know, he wasn't liked by the Spurs fans. The football at times was dire, nothing as dire as what we're watching now, or have been watching. But I like winners, and he's a winner. So, fantastic appointment. Very excited. Leeds, Tom Hill are going to get an absolute pasting. I mean, that game, they're playing tomorrow, but the first home league game, I'm sure, is going to be a completely different atmosphere to what we experienced. You know, United weren't that good at the weekend. He's still a mess. You know, Ollie, you see it last night. Ronaldo, I didn't bailing them out in the last minute. He is not the man for you. And it, as it turns out, I mean, you've got to look at that and think, if Spurs have beat United, there's a very fair chance that Conte walked in there this week. And it's probably the best defeat we've had in the last 10 years, I would think, the way it's turned out. So let's see what he can do. But of course, things can always go wrong, but I'm not going to fault the manager, and I can't fault the chairman for appointing him. I think they're proven, and if he can't make it work, then it's the club in general and the players we've got. But it'll be interesting to see. What else have we got? Got Lingfield coming up, haven't we? Week Saturday, Lingfield. Got another international break this week. Our results, I mean, who'd have seen it? Palace beating City. Liverpool 2-0 up. You know, I said on the pod, these three teams, Liverpool, Chelsea, City, are so far ahead, and then you just end up looking stupid. Liverpool 2-0 up, come back and draw. Palace beat City, which I would never have ever had. And Chelsea did go and smash Newcastle, who again looking for their own manager. Be interesting to see what happens there. And you just end up looking a bit stupid. And I think, obviously, people, if you lay in the draw in the Liverpool game, and I think there were some other Barcelona, Benfica, big teams, and it get it all at one week, it can give you a pasting. I said on the pod with Andy, I've had a terrible, terrible Friday, not bad weekend, then bad Monday. You know, this game, it's like that. It beats you up. And it, you know, we keep saying the same things. It's a grind, but it is really important to not take it personally. And it's not, you know, just because you've lost those at the weekend doesn't mean that's the way it's going to keep going for any ever more. You know, very big at looking into percentages, the price you're betting at, the price you're, and how that's running on an ongoing basis. So, for example, if you were betting at even money, which we know is a 50% chance, and you know, and you're only winning 20% of them, without doubt, that's not going to ever continue. It will turn, because, you know, then 50% chances don't only win 20% of the time. So it is a matter of obviously waiting and when it turns, but not taking it personally and digging in. And that's when we talked about forward testing. You've got to be set up correctly, and you know, we talked about the basics, and I come back to a situation I'm in with a few people at the minute. It's too much about the money as opposed to the process and getting set up and making things and for different reasons and making things work. Convince yourself you can do this and do it in with all aspects of it. So, you know, the mental side, the time required to put into it, the record keeping side, the money management side, all those sort of things. Everything needs to be in place. And when you speak to people like Andy, who's done it and doing it, and Lee the week before, and you know, others on FTS. It's different ways of doing it. People have different ways of doing it, but the outcome eventually is all the same. It's just a matter of what journey you go on to get there. But I do think, particularly if you've had things like you laid Liverpool, for example, laid the draw at Liverpool, and they come back and draw 2 all Brighton. I don't know what time the goals went in. You know, I think people feel a lot more pain if it's a late goal. It's 90 minutes in a football match. It's 90 minutes. I tend not to get too fussed about stuff like that. But, you know, I think it's that mental thing of you bank the win, particularly if you're watching it, or I bank the win, or, you know, that. But does it matter if it went in 75 minutes or 90 minutes? A draw is a draw, the way I see it. But of that, taking it personally, that's one of the things. You can't start feeling that the market is your sort of enemy and it's beating you up, and it's a personal thing. It's just, it's going to do what it's going to do, and we put our money in, we pay our money. You know, you pay your money, you take your chance, and you've done your work beforehand, and that comes down then to what you're comfortable risking, what are you happy to be in, and is that all set up properly? And I think that's one area that people perhaps need to look at a little bit more, is where that money, what that's going to do to you, you know, mentally, if that money starts to fall down. I think that's one of the big things, obviously, that makes people give up, is the fact that they start with a bank and it starts to drop. And you say, right, you know, I've said it numerous times on this pod, we've got a bank, but the amount that you risk has got to be comfortable to you. I like pushing people to be a bit uncomfortable, because, again, going along with what I was talking about with Andy, I like, you've got to at some time scale up. You're not going to become, you know, you can become good at this for tenors, but you're not going to become rich for it for tenors, because, you know, you can't get enough successful tenors in effect to make a massive difference. Of course, you can win a few extra £100 a month, which would make a difference, but to actually get to a level where you can just say, right, you know, money actually becomes almost no object, I like to force people to be a bit uncomfortable. Maybe not to their liking at times when I'm working with people, but it is important that you're in, you know, I can say that you're in your comfortable level. If you're going to get to the stage where it shuts down your learning, it shuts down your ability to absorb information because you're so worried about the cash side of it, it just becomes pain, and that doesn't become something then that you tend to tolerate. You know, we're wired, said it again, automatically wired to resist pain, run away from it, try and avoid it. All these things are inherently built into our DNA, you know, as safety guards. That's why you don't go and putting your hands on hot things and this, that and the other. It's all built in. So this feeling of oh, I'm getting beat up and it's all against me, we will always react to that in a way of almost sort of running away, and it's that battle. And I think, you know, yes, I like people to be uncomfortable, but you've got to be comfortable with yourself in the position you're in and what you're doing, you know, and it is a lot of it. You know, I say it again, you do find yourself repeating yourself. It's, for me, I find it all quite simple, but I understand that people don't. But you create your own actions to this. You create your own reactions. You create the way you respond. You create what you do. Nobody else does anything to you. Not one person. The football teams aren't doing anything to you. Brighton aren't going out there going, we're going to score 2 goals. That'll get in. They're just playing football. And I firmly believe that the game is pretty straight. I accept that sport's bent, but I think football is pretty straight. I'm not saying everywhere, you know, but all this talk of all the Betfair traders are all bent as if everybody is sitting in somewhere else conspiring against you is, for me, fundamentally wrong. I think you've got to work on yourself. That's all you can do. That's all we, you know, phrase I've used, control the controllables. Andy used it yesterday. You can only control what you can control. Put some logic into it. Put some good money management into it that you're comfortable, you know, pushing yourself to slightly uncomfortable. And that's the difference, not making it all matter of life and death. and then learn and go from there and test forward and keep doing these things. And I actually think that the losing period, you learn a lot more, and I get a lot more sort of pride, I guess, powering through them and doing it rather than just folding my deck in and saying, well, that's me, I can't do that. Because all you end up doing is folding when you've lost $2,000. Move on to something. You know, imagine if I'd folded Friday. Well, I'm not doing that anymore. Find something else to do. You never give yourself a chance to win. And I think you've got to go through these things. Look at the numbers behind them. That's why learning the numbers side of it for me is so important to do it. So, yeah. You know, I'm there's lots that we want to do. And it is getting to the stage, you know, where on the podcast, done these for 2.5 years now, done many Mindset Mondays. Did before I did the Mindset Mondays, I was still talking about this stuff. I've done it on the website for years. We've had other people now talking about it, and more to come. But ultimately, is we've got summer school, all these things, and I'm going to do some videos for that in the second week of the international break. You know, all these things, it is a, still comes down to you and setting yourself up, and the next phase for me really is more tuition, really getting ways to help people do it for themselves and work on people's abilities, skills, where they fall down, those sort of things, which I think is a lot more practical than just me ranting and preaching in podcasts. But of course the podcasts are brilliant. But yeah, you know, that's the thing from today. I see obviously some results from the week. Oh, I had a good day, and then whatever, these 2-3 matches killed it. It's what happens, and it just so happens that they might have all happened on the same day, but the numbers behind it stack up, and that's the key to it. So yes, don't go out to take revenge on the market. I guess that's it. Don't try and, you know, that's where chasing comes from, doesn't it? As if it's personal and I'm going to take revenge. It's just shit happens at times. And you know, I was on my way to Spurs when Liverpool went 2-0 up. And you just think, well, that's that, absolutely done and dusted. Absolutely flabbergasted in the ground to find out that it's 2-2, you know. And fair play to Brighton. You know, many people have told me Brighton are a good side for a long time. It's just these things happen. And as I say, I mean, the Palace one, if you'd laid the draw, you're a winner. But it's just the wrong way around, wasn't it? Just incredible result for Palace to go up there and win. Right, that's it from me. So I will be back on Friday with Scott, and we'll do Zed, and we'll do the Friday pod. Quick one on Saturday. And then it won't be anything then till the 15th. As I'm away next week, I will be doing a couple of posts for the summer school, and obviously I'll be seeing a lot of you at Lingfield on the 13th. 14th, I will have a final email out to you guys over that period, coming to Lingfield next week. But have a lovely week. Good luck with your bets, midweek football championship, etc., and the league, and yeah, up the Spurs, amazing. And I will speak to you all on Friday.